Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Heavenly Father, we gather before you today as a community of entrepreneurs. Each of us on a unique journey with dreams and goals that you've planted within our hearts, Lord. You have called us to this path of entrepreneurship, and we understand that it's not always an easy road. It's a journey filled with challenges and hardships, but it's a journey that teaches us valuable lessons and strengthens our character. Lord, we thank you for the resilience you've placed within us, for the determination to take the hard way, even when the easy and quick path may tempt us. We understand, Lord, that the hard way often leads to the greatest growth and fulfillment. In the midst of difficulties, we know that you have lessons for us, and we open our hearts to receive them, Lord, even though sometimes we may not want to receive them. Lord, your word tells us in James 1:2-4, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may mature and complete and not lacking anything. We embrace the hardships we encounter on this entrepreneurial journey as opportunities to grow in faith, perseverance, and wisdom. Father, we believe that success is inevitable because you are within us, guiding and sustaining us. Your presence empowers us to overcome obstacles and to press on towards our goals with unwavering faith. We trust that you have a purpose for us in this journey, and we are confident that you will see us through to fulfillment and purpose. In the moment of doubt or weariness, remind us of your promise in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With you, Lord, there's no failure, only the potential for greater success and a deeper relationship with you. I pray that this episode inspires and encourages all who listen to persevere through the hardships of entrepreneurship. May it remind them that with you, they cannot fail. Your presence is our great assurance, and we place our trust in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, who is our strength and our guide, we pray. Amen. Hello. Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident podcast. I'm excited to have you here today. And this morning, I want to share with you a beautiful perspective on owning a business and being in it for the long run and never giving up on yourself. I was meditating on in prayer this morning, and God gave me this incredibly powerful visual, and I had to pick up my phone and instantly start recording this episode and just share this with you because it's so powerful and it can be taken in so many different ways, in so many different areas of your life, not just your business, but in your life as well. Maybe even your struggles in your marriage or your struggles in like an addiction or anything. Like, it can be taken in so many different ways. So I hope you use this episode whenever you need it and just save it and share it. And it's so powerful, you guys. So, all right. So I want you to visualize this. This is going to be a little bit of a visual episode. So for those of you that have a hard time visualizing, just bear with me. Bear with me because there will be a powerful lesson about it after. But I know some of you have a little bit of struggle with visualizing. So I won't visualize it too long, but I want you to just, sorry, I'm getting sick here. My apologies. But I want you to visualize this happening. So you have a ladder that is going really, really tall, going to the sky, going to the clouds, and above those clouds is God. Okay, so this ladder is the ladder to heaven. And then right beside it, you have a rope. And the rope goes again all the way up to the clouds, all the way up to the sky. God is holding that rope for you. Okay, so we have a ladder and we have a rope. Both going to the clouds, both going to God. God is not holding the ladder, but he is holding the rope. Okay, so next to that visual is you holding that rope. And you're climbing and you're climbing and you're climbing, and it's hard. It's very hard. It hurts you. You're getting burns all over your hands. You're having a hard time holding on. You're struggling to climb up that rope. This is a skill that you have never done before, but visually, you and mentally, you figure that it's easier to, and less prep to throw that rope up to God and just climb that rope up to the heavens. It's easier to do that than it is to spend all that time and hard work and dedication and perseverance to build a ladder rung by rung by rung. I think they're called rungs. But it's quicker and easier just to grab a rope. You just have to go to the hardware store and buy a rope and just throw it up to the heavens and have God catch it. But that's the easy way out, and that's not the way that God has for you. And you're asking God, you're saying, Lord, like, Lord, just pull me up, just pull me up, like, I'll hold on, just pull me up. And he's not pulling. And you keep asking him and praying, saying, Lord, I'm so close, just pull me up the rest of the way. And he just stands there holding the rope. And I want you to know that sometimes we choose the path that appears to be the easiest, but that's not always the best option. That's not always the best option. We are constantly living in a world where we want to avoid the harder path, as it takes time and dedication and that perseverance to get to the top. And it seems slower because it takes time to get there. Do you see where I'm getting with this? Do you see how you might be able to apply this metaphor to your life, to whatever struggle that you're going with? We're taking the easy way out. We live in a world where things have been handed down to us, and we want, as they say, we want the microwave results. We want to just wake up the next day and be a millionaire. We want to wake up the next day and have our business successful. We want to wake up the next day and have everything in our life just magically fixed and no longer broken. But the thing with that is, it takes time to get to where you want to go. And that's the beauty of it being a journey. It takes time. It's not a wake up the next day and have everything just magically fixed. It's think of the parable of the wise builder. It's in Matthew 7:24-27. I just want to read this to you because it's, again, it's powerful with this lesson. And it talks about, Jesus tells a parable about two builders who builds on a solid foundation for one, and the other one is building upon sand. And you can imagine, you know, building a house on sand, building a house on solid foundation. Like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? The one that's built on sand is going to collapse on any type of hardship that hits them. But the one that's built on the solid foundation, like, you know, the three little pigs story, you know, blow the house down, boom, boom, boom. The bricks you can't blow down, right? I don't know why that came to my mind. Maybe it's because I'm a mom. I don't know. But in Matthew 7:24 to 27, it says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation upon the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." It fell with a great crash. If you do not build a solid foundation for your business, it's going to crash. So when I go back to that visual of the ladder, is yes, it takes a lot of time and dedication and perseverance to continue every single day to put the pieces together to build that next rung, to get higher and higher and higher and more successful. It's easier to do that and build upon what you already know rather than starting something fresh every single day and continually doing that. It's scattered. There's no pieces to put together. You're just building something fresh each day and then scrapping that and then building something fresh the next day. You need to build that solid foundation, you guys. You need to figure out what the end goal is in your business. And you need to wake up each day and go, okay, this is the steps that I need to do in order to get me further today. Today is enough. Today is enough to get what I need done. And yes, there's always going to be more things to do. But what is the most important thing that you need to do today that's going to get you further for tomorrow? When you think of a ladder, like build all of those pieces out. Get all of the pieces and lay them out on the ground. Similar to a puzzle. Lay it all out. Get all the puzzle pieces figured out. Flip them over. Put them on the table, and every single day you're going to build and build and build, and you have that image of the puzzle being finished. You know what the end goal is, and you know eventually you're going to get there, but it's going to take a lot of dedication to finish it. Same goes with your business. If you keep looking at the big picture, you know you're going to get there. But when you're choosing the easy path and saying, Lord, just give me that client. Lord, just give me that money. Lord, just give me this. Just give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. You're not learning anything valuable in your journey. You're not learning the skills that you need. You're not learning to persevere. You're not having that testimony within your journey of, I went through this and I persevered. Therefore, I know I can do it again. It all starts with having that dream and that perspective and that belief within yourself that you know you can do it. You're in it for the long run. You can do it. You're going to do it. I am doing it. And you need to choose that goal and build upon what you already know and scale upon that. Yes, it might not be fun. It might be really boring to be a beginner. But as I've spoke previously in the podcast, being a beginner is not a bad thing. Being a beginner is so powerful because once you take that time to build the beginner skills, everybody starts as a beginner. Every single entrepreneur starts as a beginner. They start from the scratch. They start from scratch. They have an idea. They have a goal, they build upon that. Every single day, they get stronger. Every single day, they get wiser. Every single day, they get more confident. Every single day, their business grows because they built it upon a solid foundation. They didn't just, you know, sign up for a course and go, okay, I'm going to do this. Okay, I'm done. All right, on to the next thing, and then leaving that and forgetting about it and going on to the next thing. And then they sign up for this. Okay, I'm done. And then they leave that and they move on to the next thing. You know, maybe it's starting a website, starting a podcast, writing a book, you know, building a course, building whatever it is that you're building. Make sure you are building it from the beginning and you're finishing it to the end and you're there through it the entire time. When you can learn that all things are going to be hard. I mean, life isn't meant to be easy. It's a journey. There's going to be hard times. There's going to be a lot of times you feel like you're going to fail. And let's be honest, we all have failures as an entrepreneur. But the important part is that you are looking at that failure from a new perspective, from a new lens, and going, what can I learn from this? How can my company grow from this? How can I, as the CEO of my company, grow from this? And learn from it. Don't back down and go, oh, okay, God doesn't want me to be doing this, so on to the next thing. What can you learn from it? And I want you to set those standards high for yourself because you deserve the best. And I want you to try for what you want and what your dreams are and what your goals are. And I don't want you to settle for less because God placed those dreams and those goals and those desires upon your heart for a reason. And I don't want you to settle. I don't want you to give up. I want you to have that faith and that confidence and that full-hearted belief in yourself that you can do this. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. I know that you can do this because God is with you. And if God is within you, you cannot fail. You cannot fail. So I pray that this episode blessed you. And if it did bless you, share it with someone who else may need it. I love you. God bless and have a fantastic rest of your day, rest of the evening, whatever time it is that you're listening to this. Bye, guys.
If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.